Paul, an apostle, sent brothers with me to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we've already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned.
I'm sure we've all had the experience of the opening words of a text or email, knowing straight away it's bad news. So on Monday, I had a text from my father's carer, which said, "Your father's had a stroke." And immediately I knew that what was going to come was going to be bad news. Wonderfully, he's okay. He's in hospital, but he's okay. Someone else was telling me last week of something that stopped them in their tracks. She was saying, this is a friend of mine, she was saying that her boyfriend had dumped her by way of text. She knew things weren't good in their relationship.